And since we're going to be living in the neighborhood, Mrs. Stone, we wanted Barlow to meet your son.
Well, we're so glad you came over, Mrs. Crawford, and I know that Jeff will see that Barlow is made to feel at home.
Barlow Crawford?
I think Jeff's out here in the patio.
Yeah, this is his day to clean up the yard. Jeff? Jeff? It's funny, he was here a minute ago.
I wonder where he could have gone. Jeff? Jeff?
Jeff? Jeff?
Oh, never mind, Mrs. Stone. The boys will get together later. I'm sure they've already seen each other at school. Right, Barlow?
Yes, I've seen Jeff several times.
Barlow doesn't make friends easily. We try to help him all we can.
We've heard so many nice things about you and your lovely children. I said to Sheldon this morning how lucky we are that Barlow has a friend like Jeff Stone living practically around the corner.
Barlow's kind of quiet, and sometimes the kids don't understand him at first.
Well, I'm sure he'll get along just fine.
Well, from what we've heard about Jeff, he and Barlow should get along beautifully. And they'll have interests in common.
You may as well know, Doctor, the people in the neighborhood have agreed unanimously that you have a most intelligent and a well-mannered son.
Well, thank you, Mr. Crawford.
And his mother thanks you, too.
Well, why don't we all sit down?
Oh, no, we must be going. Nice meeting you, Doctor.
Nice meeting you, Mr. Crawford.
And you,
Mr. Sorry,
Crawford. Mr. Crawford, I'll show you to the door.
Oh, no, thank you. We'll go out this way.
Oh, well, do come again.
Yes,
oh, and we
please.
Want you to come over when we're settled, don't we, Barlow?
Thank you.
Thank you. We'd love Bye. To. Goodbye. Bye,
Barlow.
Well, how do you feel now?
The father of an intelligent, well-mannered son.
Gesundheit.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, sweetheart.
You know what I'm just in the mood for? Buttermilk pancakes.
Honey, you've already fixed bacon and eggs.
You know what I'm just in the mood for? Bacon and eggs.
Did I ever tell you you're a perfect husband?
Not perfect. Superb, but not perfect. Kids had breakfast yet?
Mm-hmm. Mary's already left for school. Alex?
Hmm?
You know, darling, I've been thinking about that Crawford boy. And I have a feeling that the other boys are going to take the same attitude toward him as Jeff did.
Thank you, darling. Well, you know how it is with the kids and the law of the jungle.
Oh, Alex, that's so wrong. And besides, Barlow just isn't the jungle type. He'll never be able to shoulder his way into the group. I'm afraid he's not going to make friends easily.
Well, they can always go back to Pittsburgh.
Alex.
Honey, I'm sorry for the boy, too, but...
Honey, do you realize that they don't know another living soul in this town outside of us? I mean, someone has to make the first move to make friends with Barlow.
Someone like Jeff.
Well, there doesn't seem to be anyone else. Darling, I know you can't just say, Jeff, be a pal to Barlow. But, well, I thought maybe you could have a man-to-man talk with him and point out that...
Well, I'm off to school. Good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Jeff.
Where's my lunch?
Oh.
Dad, what was that number again? 346?
Right.
You know, I've never tried to remember anything so hard and forgot it so easy. Must have a mental blob. 364?
346.
It's a mental block.
346 Bronson? Isn't that where the Crawfords live?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Oh, Alex. Now, how did you get him to do it?
Well, we had a man-to-man talk, as you suggested, and we both agreed that a new boy like Barlow, even though he seemed to be a creep, needed a friend to help him adjust to his new environment.
Simple as that?
Well, I may have dropped the Barlow thing in along with some other subjects, like racing bikes and tap dancing lessons.
Alex, you are unscrupulous, shifty, conniving...
And perfect.
Hey,
me?
Oh, yeah, you're Barlow Crawford, aren't you? I'm Jeff Stone.
Oh, hi. My folks and I dropped over to your house yesterday, but you weren't there.
Oh, yeah, I got tied up.
Something wrong?
I don't know if I can sell you to the guys or not.
You got a nickname?
Yeah, you sure could use one. Barley, Bernie...
Bucky! Me?
Well, sure, it's got a nice ring to it. Bucky Crawford. Well, it's the best I could do on short notice. Hey, the guys always meet on the statue at school for lunch. And, tell you what, this noon I'll give you a big buildup. Then you just sort of happen by. You know, kind of like an accident. Okay, I'll see you, Bucky.
Bye. Bucky?
Well, he may be a little skinny, but if you ask me, he's a wiry type.
It seems awful prissy to me.
Why are you so strong for this Barlow guy?
I told you, his name isn't Barlow, it's Bucky.
I still think he rides around in his mother's shopping cart.
Oh, here he is now. Hey, Bucky, up here. Well, here he is, fellas. Bucky.
Hi, Barlow.
Bucky.
Barlow? What position did you play in the football team at your last school?
A lot of guys don't play football. That's no crime.
What about basketball? Did you play basketball?
Baseball?
Field hockey?
Track?
Basket weaving?
Barlow, if we're not being too nosy, what did you do for excitement at your last school?
You mean before I got expelled?
Expelled? Expelled?
Expelled?
Expelled.
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, honey.
Morning, Dad.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Jeff, you're up 12 minutes to eat breakfast and get to school.
Okay, and Mom, if Bucky comes, tell him to go on, I'll catch up with him.
How about that? All of a sudden, it's a friendship.
Mother, I think someone should have a talk with Jeff.
Well, there's your man. He's an expert in the field.
Mother, I'm not being facetious.
Any particular topic I should discuss?
Well, Dad, you know how impressionable Jeff is. Do you think he should be running around with a juvenile delinquent?
No, I don't believe he even knows one.
Well, then why was that boy expelled from that school in Pittsburgh? Dad, would you pass the salt, please?
Do you mind giving me some idea of whom you're talking about?
Oh, that character, Bucky. His real name is Barlow.
Barlow Crawford?
Honey, I don't think Jeff is in any real danger.
Now, whatever you've heard, Mary, I'm sure it's a rumor.
Well, Dad, it's something everybody knows about.
Well, that's as good a definition of a rumor as I've ever heard.
Jeff, very well. If you're not concerned about your own son, don't blame me if he ends up carrying a switchblade by my
goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
One-eyed Gwendolyn, tempest fugus. Dad, if you finish with the sports page of the funnies.
You know, Jeff, one of these days, a whole new wonderful world is going to open up to you when you discover that the paper has something in it besides the comics and the sports page. Gotta get to the clinic. Goodbye, Jeff.
Bye, Jeff.
Come on, sweetheart.
Jeff, have you heard a story around school about someone having been expelled?
Sure, Bucky.
Honey, you know how your father and I feel about spreading rumors.
It's not a rumor, Mom. Straight from the horse's mouth.
What horse?
Bucky. Told me all about it. Got expelled from some school in Pittsburgh.
So tell us how it happened. I mean, what'd you do that got you expelled?
I just kept doing things.
Like what, for instance?
Well, things. I don't remember them all.
You know, for a guy who gets all A's, you sure got a bad memory.
How do you know I got A's?
I saw your test papers yesterday.
Look, we don't mind a guy who gets the grades. But if there's one thing we can't stand, it's a phony.
I'm not a phony. I told you, I...
You know, Barlow, if you ask me, I think you're making this whole thing up.
Oh! Hey, man! Oh. Will you feast your eyes on those eclairs?
Man.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you guys, let's get some.
With what?
You got any dough?
Are you kidding?
Who needs dough? You guys wait here. How much are those eclairs in the window, sir?
8 cents a piece. 2 for 15. How many you want?
I'll take 4.
Okay.
Oh, do you mind if I take them myself?
Oh, okay.
Oh, no!
Come on, grab
him. Not me, boy.
I'm getting out of here. Come on, Jake, out.
All right, goodbye. That's funny. That was Mrs. Pruitt. She just rambled on and on without saying anything and then finally said, never mind, Mrs. Stone, and hung up.
Mom, Dad.
She sounded so distraught as if she were trying to tell me something.
Mom, Dad, I gotta tell you something.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Yes, dear, what is it?
I'm home.
It's nice. Wash up, honey. Dinner's almost ready.
Oh, Mom, if you don't mind, I'm not very hungry tonight, so I'll skip it.
You still awake?
Oh, I wasn't very sleepy.
You weren't very hungry either.
Mom, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Mom, suppose a guy swiped $1 million from a bank. What would they do to a guy who helped him make his getaway?
Well, honey, it's a little late to be discussing legal questions, but I think in the eyes of the law, the accomplice is equally guilty.
That's what I figured. Mom, what do they call it when you take something back that you swipe?
Restitution?
Yeah, that's it. What would they do to a guy if he made restitution? I mean, is everything all right?
Well, not quite. But the law would probably take it into account. Why do you ask?
No reason. I'm just wondering.
Well, I'll get you a glass of warm milk.
Oh, don't bother, Mom.
Honey, I'm very sleepy.
Sleep.
I can. Good night, dear.
Aren't you interested in why I can't sleep?
Okay, why?
Well, Jeff was asking me the strangest questions about a bank robbery and making a getaway.
Look, darling, ever since I can remember, Jeff has been asking strange questions. Usually about quicksand, barracudas, deadly poisons. Whatever the problem is, I'm sure it'll keep till morning.
Jeff, where are you going this time of night?
Just to mail a letter.
In the middle of the night?
Well, it's kind of important.
Yeah, but, Jeff, there's no mail pickup till morning.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to go down to the mailbox.
Not tonight, son.
Your father will mail it for you first thing in the morning.
Oh, but, Mom!
Jeff.
Upstairs.
We're gonna mail this? Well, there's no address and no stamp on it.
I love a mystery, but this is ridiculous.
Alex, maybe he's going to start one of those Christmas savings accounts at the bank to buy presents for the family. He didn't want us to know about it.
So he was going down to the bank in the middle of the night to deposit an envelope with no name on it.
Now you have a point. Alex, I know exactly how to find out what Jeff is doing.
How?
Ask him.
It's a shrewd idea.
Mother, is breakfast ready?
Yes, dear. But first, go up to Jeff's room and tell him to come down here. I want to speak to him.
Mm, yes,
thank
Mother.
You.
If the explanation is at all fascinating, call me at the clinic.
Yes, dear. Have a nice day.
Thank you, darling. Well, Mrs. Pruitt, come in. Excuse me, but I have to run.
Yes.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, dear. Mrs. Pruitt, my goodness, you were so upset and distraught on the telephone yesterday. Is anything wrong?
Well,
come on in, dear.
Donna, does Jeff know Mrs. Crawford's boy, Barlow?
Yes, why?
Donna, yesterday I saw Barlow in Walgreen's Bakery on High Street. I saw him snatch a handful of eclairs and run from the store.
No.
But that's not all. He had an accomplice outside. It was...
Not Jeff.
I've been wrestling with myself whether to come and tell you or not. I'm sorry, Donna.
Mother! Jeff's gone.
Gone?
Now can I have breakfast?
The envelope's gone too.
What envelope? Mother? Mother? Where are you going?
To get to the bottom of this. I'm going to start by seeing a man about some eclairs.
What about breakfast?
He's a small boy, about so tall. Slender, dark hair.
Oh, yes, I remember him. He's the boy who grabbed the eclairs.
Yes, yes, that's the one. Now, if you'll tell me how much they were, I'd like to pay for them.
Well, what for? He paid for them.
You said he grabbed them.
Yeah, and it puzzled me, too. You see, he handed me the money. Then he asked me if it was all right if he'd take them himself. I said, okay, so he walked over and grabbed them and run. Isn't that the strangest thing? Well, this has been a day for strange things. When I opened the shop this morning, I found an envelope under the door with 30 cents in it. Now, how do you figure that?
So, bad man Barlow paid for the eclairs and then took off like a thief, huh?
That's the whole story in a patty shell.
And the 30 cents in the envelope last night?
Jeff was sneaking down to the bakery to put it under the door. The problem now is, what happens to Barlow when the boys find out?
Well, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes. The Crawfords may have to move back to Pittsburgh.
I feel so sorry for Barlow.
Well, it's a real problem, all right. If we don't tell the truth about him, then he's likely to continue his life of crime, to hold on to his reputation. And if we do tell the truth about him, then the other kids are likely to turn on him because he's a fraud.
Well, Alex, there must be some answer.
For example?
Mom?
Dad?
Oh, you're home from school.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's something I wanted to tell you. It's really been bothering me. And I haven't been able to eat, sleep, or anything. Yesterday, a certain party stole some eclairs from a bakery. Well, I'm not going to mention the guy's name. It's just a certain party. Well, anyway, I was there, and before I knew what was happening, I had these eclairs in my hands, and I was running, like a thief. Before I could think of what I was doing, it was too late, and, well, I couldn't go back. I didn't know what to do. But I didn't eat the eclairs, honest.
Jeff, it means a lot to your mother and me to have you come and tell us this.
You don't know how much, dear.
I guess you understand where I was going last night with the envelope. I was going to make restitution for the eclairs. I sure feel a lot better getting this off my chest. But I'm still worried about that certain party.
Oh, well, don't worry, dear. We happen to know that the certain party paid for the eclairs. No, they were not stolen.
No kidding? Well, how'd you find out?
From another certain party.
Oh, can you beat that? Well, I guess you know about Bucky.
Yeah.
And the problem now is, what do we do about Bucky and his friendship with the other boys?
Well,
Can I say something, Dad?
Sure.
I've sort of got this whole thing figured out. Not that I think I'm so smart or anything like that. It's just that I don't think we should try and make Bucky be friends with the other guys. Because, well, friendship is something that just sort of happens. And, well, who knows, maybe Bucky will meet some guys and be more like him. And, well, they'll have a natural friendship. But, well, who can tell? Maybe Zach and Greg will turn out to like Bucky. Either way, it's something that has to be worked out by itself. Does that make any sense?
It makes a great deal of sense, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff!
Hey, out back! Can I talk to Bucky alone, please?
Sure.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Stone.
Hi, Bucky.
Hi, Bucky. Hi, Jeff. Help yourself to cookies if you like.
Okay, Mom. You little sneak, I had to punch you right in the nose for all the trouble you got me into with those crummy eclairs. Especially when you didn't swipe them.
Well, how'd you find out about that?
Never mind, from a certain party. And it's a good thing you did, boy. I was going to drag you down that bakery by your neck.
Jeff, think the guys will be sore when they find out?
Find out what?
That I paid for the eclairs.
Boy, are you mixed up. What kind of guys you think I run around with anyway? You know, you're the only one who thinks it's hot stuff to be expelled from school or to swipe stuff from a bakery. You know what I think you are? I think you're a double grade A phony. And I'd run you right out of this yard and tell you never to come back. But I think I know why you pulled that tough guy act, so this time we'll forget it.
Gee, thanks, Jeff.
But next time, Bucky, I'm warning you, next time you even step out of line, pow, you're off to the moon.
Oh, looks like eavesdropping.
Shh. Fascinating.
Oh, my word, Jeff. Never again.
Okay. Have a cookie.
Thanks.
Let's go find the guys.
I'm with you, boy.
You know, Donna, you're a very lucky girl. You not only have a perfect husband, you have a perfect son.
Not perfect. Superb, but not perfect. Really, Donna, Sheldon and I'll never be able to repay you and Jeffrey for all you've done for Barlow.
Oh, well, it works both ways, Lavinia. Do you know, yesterday I actually found Jeff reading a book.
Oh. I suppose it's normal for a boy to come home with his hair full of sand and his shirt torn.
Not Barlow.
Mother. Mother?
You just wouldn't believe what's going on in the front yard. Daddy and Bucky are playing Jeff and Mr. Crawford the wildest game of touch football.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, don't worry, Lavinia. The lawn is nice and soft. Jeff hasn't mowed it in 2 weeks.
Well, I guess Barlow's enjoying it. But why does he insist on being called Bucky?
Cut, Bucky, cut!
You're Mr. Stone! Hello, Jeff! I can't get him!
You think he's growing away from me?
No, Lavinia, not away. Just up.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.